The book, ADD and Your Money, A Guide to Personal Finance for Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder. Author Stephanie Sarkis, she is one of the co-authors of this book. Stephanie Sarkis, a licensed mental health counselor. She has a private counseling practice where she specializes in ADD and ADHD counseling and coaching. She's made numerous appearances on CNN, Fox News, ABC News, and now here, of course. That's one of her big ones, right? Stephanie Sarkis, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So you yourself, you come right out. You don't even hide it. You say, I have ADD, and now you help others with it. Kind of explain to people, I think they get a sense of it listening to me every day, but kind of explain to people what it is.
It's a biological disorder. Your brain has a low level of a chemical called dopamine. And so what that leads to is a lack of motivation. ADD isn't really a problem with attention, it's motivation. So you have a hard time getting started on tasks, hard time finishing tasks, switching from things to things. So it is a genetic disorder, too. So if you have symptoms of ADHD and you get evaluated and diagnosed, there's a pretty good chance that one or both of your parents also have ADD.
And it's something where, so you can explain to people, it's something where, you know, you may start something, you put it down, you go to something. A lot of procrastination seems involved. You can't
right.
just sit. You can't sit to get. I'm surprised you call it motivation. I thought it was more of a, I guess, a lack of attention.
Yeah, it can be too, and it also can result in just having like this inner feeling of restlessness.
And I hear you.
like you have to move, or you can't sit in a meeting. You have to get up and walk out. Interrupting, jumping from topic to topic, maybe talking louder than your friends when you're at a restaurant or other place like that. Just feeling like you're one step behind as far as needing to work twice as hard to get half the amount of work done as everybody else. And it has nothing to do with intelligence. People with ADHD can be quite smart. It's just that it's a difficulty with kind of getting your act together and making sure that you have all your paperwork together and know where all your documents are and be able to talk about in a meeting exactly what you need to be talking about instead of going off on a tangent. So those are some of the things that can be affected by ADHD. It affects you at home, it affects you at work, and also in any social activities too.
And your book, Showing How It Can Affect Your Personal Finances, and for someone with ADD, that can be a problem keeping things on track.
Right. And people with ADD also have more impulsive spending than people without ADD. They're more likely to have fights with their spouse or significant other about money issues. They're more likely to file for bankruptcy, more likely to have more credit card debt. So there are a bunch of different issues that happen with money and ADD.
Is it something where if you have ADD and you're having trouble with your finances, that will not really happen? Help will not really come your way unless you help yourself mentally first?
What helps is to look at the symptoms of ADD and say, well, maybe I meet these, and then getting an evaluation by a psychiatrist or psychologist, mental health counselor near you that specializes in it. That's the first step, is to find out, is this really what I think it is, or could it be something else? It could be anxiety, it could be depression. So it's just important to arm yourself with knowledge about it. And then you can go forward and take steps to help yourself with money issues or any other kind of social issues or work issues. But the most important thing is to find out, do you actually have ADD?
And why did you decide to write this book? Did you have problems of yourself that you thought you wanted to share as you worked through it? Or is this something that you saw as a pattern amongst your patients and those that come to you for counseling and help with this disorder?
I've seen it as a pattern as long as I've been practicing counseling and coaching. People with ADD almost always would tell me that they had problems with credit card debt and impulsive spending and not being able to find paperwork, and also just not being able to file taxes on time because they didn't know where their receipts were. And they didn't know how to do all the paperwork for that because it's so detailed. So those were the things that I saw in my practice. And then also with the recession coming up, I heard even more about people having issues with ADD and money management. And there isn't really a book out there about money management and ADD except this one. So it seems to be helping a lot of people realize, hey, you know, this is ADD. And a lot of people have kind of stopped beating themselves up about it and realizing that, you know, hey, I've got some issues and there are solutions to it and I can work through it. So that was the main reason, is that I saw a lot of people that have financial issues in my practice.
And you mentioned credit cards, and you noticed that a lot of those with ADD have a higher debt load. For right. you, I guess, how do you tell people with ADD to use credit cards, or how do you get them to kind of curb that pattern of behavior?
Well, the old adage used to be just use credit cards in emergencies, and however, that's changed with the advent of the Internet, because you don't want to use a debit card when you're ordering things on the Internet, because there's a higher rate of identity theft and somebody wiping out your account. But if you use a credit card, put a lower credit limit on there, whether that's $500, $300, and when you reach your credit limit, you're done, no more spending. I think that's the most important thing. Also, it's important to go on a website and shop around for the best credit card rates. Using a credit card is like taking out a higher interest loan. So you want to make sure that you get the lowest loan possible. Also, when you're looking for credit cards, you want to get a copy of your credit report and look at your credit score, because that can affect what interest rate or whether a credit card company will give you a credit card. And you're entitled to a free credit report every year. And there are links in the book to the different credit card bureaus that you can ask for your credit report. So those are some tips that I have for keeping credit cards in check.
And I guess as far as financial advice to someone with ADD, I don't want to give away the complete book, but is there anything significant, or what's the most important piece, you know, of financial advice that you could give someone with ADD and their finances?
I think the most important thing is you don't have to do this alone. There are a lot of financial professionals that are willing to help. I think that it's a strength to reach out and get help rather than a weakness. And I think that meeting with people that can help you get your finances on track is a good thing, because you're going to be able to devote more time and energy to the things you like to do and the things you're good at if you have somebody else helping you take care of the financial part. So I think that that's the biggest thing, is to know that there are people available and you can get help.
And I guess I'd like to ask you, Stephanie, real quick, for someone that may not be aware that they even have it, because a lot of people are not aware that they have it and go through life with it, and it's a constant uphill battle, and they don't even know they're fighting it, and they are. What do you say to those people on the fence, or what can people do to recognize that this may be an issue in their life?
I think the best thing to do is just educate yourself about the symptoms. If you go to my website, addmoneybook.com, there are podcasts there, and also other sheets you can print out that tell you about the symptoms of ADHD and how to know if you do meet those symptoms. So that is available. You can also go to the American Psychiatric Association, has information about ADHD on their website, and you can Google that. But the most important thing is just to let yourself know and educate yourself about what the symptoms are, and that also it's a biological disorder and genetic disorder. And those are the most important things to know, is education, and that you are not to blame for this.
Well, very good. Stephanie Sarkis, the book ADD and Your Money, A Guide to Personal Finance for Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder. I believe the website you just mentioned, addmoneybook.com.
Right.
Is there any other websites that if someone wanted to purchase this or pass this information along that they should remember?
There are the books on the site, and you actually get a discount from the publisher if you order through there. The book's also available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and in all major bookstores.
Okay, and you also have your own website that
right.
people can check out. That's Stephanie Sarkis, SARKIS.com.
Right.
All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
And I made it through the interview without forgetting anything. I think.
I know. You did a great job.
See, I have it under control. I have it under control. Stephanie,
Wonderful.
thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.